With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Getting better with Ann Beal.
Welcome to Getting Better with Ann Beal. I am Ann Beal, and I'm here today with Red Robinson. He is 97 years old, and today is his birthday. And he is a World War II veteran and a Pearl Harbor survivor. We wanted to meet with him today, not only to celebrate his birthday, but to hear his story all about his life. And also, since the show is getting better, we want him to give us tips on what he believes has helped him live as long as he has and done as well as he has. And we are here today in his place. We are just glad to be here. Thank you for being on, Red.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I know it's been a while. We got here earlier trying to get everything set up, and it took a little while. So I don't know if I tired you out. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. So tell us where you told me you were born in Nebraska.
Yes.
Then you eventually moved to where? Lots of different places?
Lots of different places. All over. Wyoming, Alaska. Lived in Alaska for 30 years.
And then when did you go into the military?
1940.
Well, you were out of high school, right? You would have had to be an adult. Were you in college?
No, off of the farm, and away I went.
Did you get drafted?
No, I enlisted.
You enlisted?
Yes, I did.
So you wanted to go. How come?
I always wanted to. The military was very exciting.
It was. Very
it still is.
I think so. So you went in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And when were you born?
1922.
See, you remembered that. I'm like...
January 12th, 1922.
January 12th. And you went in to the Army and you were stationed in Hawaii. Were you stationed there the whole time?
Pretty much.
So where were you the day of Pearl Harbor?
I was in Hawaii.
Right. What?
Schofield.
Schofield Army Base.
Schofield Barracks.
And my dad was there, but not during that time, but the Army barracks.
Uh-huh.
And what were you doing the day that it got bombed?
It was on a Sunday, so we were just goofing off. It was our own time, so that was it. And that particular day, we wasn't doing anything exciting, nothing to do.
So you were just goofing around? Well, yeah, because you weren't expecting anything.
No.
So did you just hear the planes coming? Or yes. Hear the bombs?
I heard the planes coming in, too.
Just share with me about that day.
Well, if I could get my 97-year memory going.
That's okay. You just take your time.
It's amazing to have to think about what was going on. Actually, we were just goofing off. Nothing exciting. Then we heard the planes come over. And then we saw the red ball on the planes. And then... we knew that was bad news.
Because you knew it was Japanese.
Yeah, the red ball on the plane.
So what did you guys do? Because I don't think I've heard a lot about what the Army did there.
Well, they called us in, and we had to get our full field packs all ready. Made all that noise.
It was the heater.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to come over? Ask some questions. I know that you were interested as well.
Sure.
Okay.
Redna, we met... just a little bit earlier today when we were setting everything up. And I'm a vet. You're a vet. I was mentioning that when I meet a vet, I feel a connection with them, you know, because we've gone through some of the same things together.
Yes.
We had our training. We had the work that we did, whatever it was. And you, at least when you were at Pearl Harbor, you were in a non-combat kind of situation. And my veteran time was the same way, non-combat. Later, you got into combat because I saw your medals over here, and I read things like Ardennes, which is, that would be Battle of the Bulge, I'm thinking, which is a huge thing in the history of U.S. Yeah. military, you know, and then you were also at D-Day, when we landed at Normandy. I saw the Normandy medal there. And so you've seen a wide variety of military experience, haven't you?
Certainly have. Yeah. It's been a great life, and I've been fortunate enough to have made it.
Well, and isn't that the truth? That's really, really true. And
yeah.
So, I mean, when I think back of, first of all, the combat situations you've been in, it's miraculous that anybody survived those things,
exactly.
Those specific combat situations. And so, but then and even beyond that, you know, you had another life that was an exciting life. You were a pilot. You flew Pipers. You had aircraft that had the skis and the pontoons. So you were on snow and water and all
Yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of celebrating your veterans experience today along with your birthday, because when we first found out about you through the media and everything, we were amazed about your World War II experience and the fact that honestly you were still with us.
Yes.
And so we wanted to come and meet you and get you on camera and everything. And but beyond that, there are some other things that have happened to you. Do you remember where you went? And again, I understand even if you weren't in your 90s, sometimes memories fade, you know, from way back when. It's been decades. And so, but I was wondering, you know, where you were sent from Pearl Harbor when you actually did move out from there. Do you remember where you went with your unit?
Oh, I think the next step was across the English Channel to Normandy Beach.
I was going to say, that happened pretty quick after that, right?
And I had good transportation. I rode on the Queen Mary.
You're kidding me.
That is so cool.
I'd say you went in style, Red. You know? And so that's so funny, because you weren't on a troop ship then.
No.
And, you know, so do you actually remember, hitting the beach?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
I remember, because we were about 100 yards or more to the beach.
Yeah. So the water was like maybe up to your chest or something at first, and then you waded up to the beach, and you were just slogging along, I guess, at that point, you know.
Yeah.
Did you feel like, did you have a sense when that happened, did you have a sense that you were like a sitting duck or anything or not, or what was that like?
No. I don't think at that age you worry about anything.
Okay, okay.
Because we didn't.
So at that point you just had a sense of doing your job.
Yeah,
you were just doing your job.
You're telling us what to do, and we're doing it.
And that's how success happens, is when you're in a situation like that, you know, and
follow the leader.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so that was, and I you know, from there, I don't know if you had a sense of. You know, when the shooting stopped, what happened then or not? Or were you part, beyond just the beach itself, were you a part of an invasion force?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're right on the beach.
Okay.
We didn't do anything, really.
Okay. So later on, as time went by, the next few days, they probably got you guys together, and then they took you to wherever it was that you were supposed to go, right?
Yes.
So you don't remember, do you remember fighting the Japanese at that point?
Oh, I remember.
The Germans, not the Japanese, but the Germans.
No.
Wrong battle. But you know, we hear and we see a lot of memorabilia that tells us that the Germans had high ground. And they were shooting down at our troops that were hitting the beach. And I didn't know if you were in a situation like that or not.
Not really.
Okay.
No.
You were part of the invasion force that was to secure that beach.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
And we stayed on that beach.
Okay. And that was one of the questions I had.
Yeah.
Where did you go from there? Well, you stayed there. You stayed there so that you could secure the beach.
Exactly.
And so that was a huge part of, I don't know, June 6th. I always think, when June 6th hits, I always think, this is D-Day. This is when it happened.
Oh.
This is when we started taking back what it looked like had been taken from us,
yeah.
You know, and everything. And so I remember that. There's another, something else that I don't know how you feel about this, but I think there are generations that have come up lately that they really don't know about Pearl Harbor. I was at a checkout stand a few years back, and I said I was writing a check. And this is a ways back, but I was writing a check, and it was December 7th. And I said, "Hey, this is Pearl Harbor Day." And the checkout girl said,
"What?
You're the second person who said that. What is Pearl Harbor Day?" I'm thinking, "Oh my goodness, you know, how can you not know what that is?" You know, and yet time moves on, and sometimes even the most important pieces of history almost are lost back there.
How come they don't teach that in schools?
Well,
isn't it amazing?
It is incredibly amazing, and it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy that kids growing up today don't know their
yeah,
history.
Yeah, it's an easy life.
Right, and the reason it's easy is because guys like you hit the Normandy Beach, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that part of your life a little bit, you know. So you actually were in a number of really critical combat situations later, and I'll just let that go with saying that. Some of the most memorable battles you were a part of.
Yeah.
And you survived, and we talked about that even being a miracle, you know, that you survived the battles. So let's just say, okay, we're at the end of the war. The Nazis and the Japanese have surrendered. It's August 1945, and so the war's over.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
1940 to 1945 were bad years.
Yeah, they were really bad years. But in towards the fall of 1945 and on in there when the war was over, things began to change a little bit. How did things change for you when the war ended, Red? Let me ask you: Did you stay in the Army for a while? Do you remember,
no.
Or did you get out pretty quick?
I bailed out as soon as I could.
Smart man, you're a smart man.
Because I didn't serve from 1940 to 1945.
Right, and so can you remember back? You were still young at that point, of course.
Oh yeah.
And so did you go out and try to look for a job, or did you say, "I'm just going to kick back for a while and travel a bit or something"?
Oh, no,
and all that money you made in the Army?
Oh, yeah. That $19.95 a month.
I know.
Is that what it was? $19.95. You remember that? Wow.
Well, that's pretty hard to forget.
It's hard to forget. I know, it really is. Now, I know that later on, you were telling us you owned that hardware store up in Fairbanks, was it?
Yeah.
Alaska. Right. But there was there some time between the time that you were getting out of the Army and the war was over, between then and the time that you opened the hardware store in Fairbanks? What happened in between there? And I know you got married. At least I'm pretty sure you did.
Did you get married before you went to Alaska?
I don't remember.
Okay.
No, I think before, because we went to Alaska together.
Okay.
Because we bought a new Ford convertible and drove it to Alaska.
Oh,
wow.
Yay.
Would that be fun or what? Phew, yes, sir.
On the road to Alaska had just been made, and we were one of the first passengers over that road.
Isn't that something? Was that the Alcan Highway?
Yeah.
Is that what they call that? That's what I thought. That was the highway. That's that's how you got there if you went by land, right? And so, okay, you're
no, so Alaska, if Fairbanks is in what part of Alaska? Is it down near like Juneau or?
No, it's up north.
Yeah. Oh, no. You have to talk. You're talking to a Texan, and you're up north Alaska.
All we know is that it's supposed to be cold.
Really cold. Yeah. We know more than that.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what made you open a hardware store?
Well, I didn't actually open it. They opened it, and I, later on, I took over.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You went up there to work with worked with them.
Oh, we had a good life. Oh, that was so much fun up there.
That's great.
What was
flying, fun? Flying on pontoons, and we... In the wintertime on skis, we had a great time.
Wow. Sounds pretty nice. Sounds great.
So you
had to learn
airplane.
To fly over again when you're on skis because there's no brakes, you know.
That's right. That's right. Hadn't thought about that. Yeah. Well, so did you rent the airplane when you flew it? So you rented
Fairbanks Air Service.
Okay. So you rented the planes and just had a blast flying them around.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Sounds wonderful. I was wondering what made you want to go to Alaska in the first place.
Oh, I always wanted to go to Alaska.
Really? Know.
Fishing.
Okay.
Fishing.
Because you're a fisherman. I know that. Yeah.
I see.
Because okay. Alaska, not that many people had been up, you know, and I don't know.
No.
It was newer.
It was pretty new. Oh, it was brand new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because Alaska, the Alcan Highway, that was in, what, 1940, 45?
I'm not that familiar with that, so I don't know,
either.
But I do know that for a while that was the only land route to get up there.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Balance of
Pat Wheeler. Are you buying or selling real estate in today's market that is whiskey hot? Then call a pro, James Christie of Keller Williams. Just call him Realtor Jim. Realtor Jim will take care of business, your business. He's a tall Texan, polite and efficient as Jordan Spieth. Realtor Jim helped me find a condo in Dallas that I still love today 2 years later. Call Realtor Jim at 972-365-4401. Call Realtor Jim today and be happy you did. That's 972-367-4401.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The Northwest Sun is the new online news source that covers all of Northwest Tarrant County. The Northwest Sun is the online source for local news, events, job postings, and stories that matter to you. The Northwest Sun, serving the people of Northwest Tarrant County. Log on to thenwsun.com or just click the link on your streaming player to visit the Northwest Sun website. If you live, work, or play in Northwest Tarrant County, you'll want to bookmark thenwsun.com to keep up with your community. The Northwest Sun, because news happens every day.
I've got to admit, it's getting better. A little better. All the time.
You're getting better all the time. Now, back to Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Getting Better with Ann Beal. We are here with Red Robinson talking about his 97-year-old life. He's a World War II veteran, Pearl Harbor survivor, and we've gone through a lot of his life so far. And when we ended for the break, we are in Alaska with his hardware company. So Dr. Jim Slaughter is helping us today.
Everybody. It's good to be back with you. Yep. And you know, let me just say, it is such a treat. It's really a treat for me, Red, to get here, sit here and talk with you about this.
Oh, it brings back a lot of good memories.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that it brings back the good ones and not the bad ones.
Because the Alcan Highway, when they were working on that many years ago, and then we were one of the first passengers over it.
Isn't that something?
Because we had to stay in Quonset huts that the workers used.
And Quonset huts are those metal kind of long, rounded buildings that that the military originally came up with that were cheap and easy to make.
Yeah,
and
I just keep thinking we all knew what a Quonset hut was because that's all we had back then.
Right. And did you know, though, that it was named after a military officer named Quonset? Did you know that? And he's the one who projected this. We should try building these. And they did, and it ended up being cheap, and they could do it quickly, and the military used them everywhere.
And he made a fortune.
Yeah. That's right. They were all over the place. And you're right. And then beyond that, then they were used commercially, for military. Yeah. So but you guys stayed in one of those.
They were pretty good buildings, though, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
They look cold when you see them from the outside, but I'm sure that they warmed up real well, you know?
Oh, they did. Because we had nice heat in there. They were perfect.
All right. When you went up to Alaska, you and your wife drove up there on the Alcan Highway and were up there. Did you stay up there for a long, long time, or did you come back and then go back? Or do you remember about that?
No, we stayed there.
Stayed there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We stayed there. We loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah. It was beautiful. And the weather, in the summertime, it was gorgeous.
Really? Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Probably. So did you catch salmon when you fished?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because that's like the biggest thing. Yeah. So what was your favorite thing to do up there?
Besides fly. I know that was your favorite, right?
Fly.
Yeah, flying. And then we fished.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fishing. Well, that's about all there was to do, you know, really.
Okay. Have you ever been a hunter?
A hunter?
No.
I never did.
I just wondered.
Nope.
Okay.
I never did care much for hunting.
Yeah.
But did you see polar bear?
No.
Oh, good.
Because we were inland from there, you know.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay.
So my granddad actually lived in Alaska, him and his wife, for a long time. And they were, I guess you can call it more city area civilization, you know, and they didn't see polar bears either. But by watching TV, you'd think there's polar bears wandering around Alaska all the time.
would. They're pretty scarce.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Maybe if you went further north, you know, up north near the poles, maybe they'd be up there more.
Yeah,
I don't know, on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
On the coast, right?
Oh, we were inland.
Yeah.
That's why. Inland. Yeah. So when we go to Alaska, we go inland.
Well, I'm beginning to think maybe we need to go to Alaska. If you liked it that much, we probably need to go check it out, you know?
Oh, it was a wonderful. We had a wonderful time, yeah.
Was that your favorite place to live?
Oh, at that time, yes. Oh, yes. Gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we did everything we wanted to. We flew and fished and had a good job.
So you joined, you began working for the hardware, was it?
Samson Hardware.
The hardware company there.
Later on. Earlier in Alaska, I worked on the labor force with this guy that later owned a Samson Hardware.
Okay.
And that's how I got connected with
him. I gotcha. Okay. Before we finish today, and I know we have a little more time left, but I would really like you to think about and tell us about some of the things that you've seen during your lifetime, things that you've seen come along that were kind of astounding. I mean, you've seen new things happen.
Inventions
that people have come up with. way of life has changed, you know, through the decades, you know. And I was just, you know, I was one of the things I wanted to ask was, what were some of the biggest changes that you have seen in your lifetime, you know?
Well, I'd have to think about that.
Okay.
My grandmother would tell me that, like, she was born in 1908, and she talked about electricity coming and airplanes.
Automobiles.
Oh, yeah.
And,
my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And the vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
Telephone, right?
right.
And so if you think of now how fast things have been invented, for you, what are things that you remember that have come in since you were born? The internet and computers, I know that, but...
I think flying was the most interesting thing for me.
Yeah.
The way...
Airplanes, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks. Oh, my gosh.
So you have been amazed about all the changes in the way airplanes have come forward?
Yeah. Traveling now is nothing
right
compared to what it was years ago.
And you love to travel?
Yeah. By air, especially.
Right. By air. Right. Now, do you remember when the Concorde first came out?
The transatlantic jet.
No, but I can recall that happening, but I don't.
They said that it travels to Europe in like 2 hours or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, and for you, what are your greatest memories over the last 97 years? What are the things that you, when you look at your life, that you have really been thankful for?
Probably traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume your wife has passed away already.
Mm-hmm.
When did she die?
10 years ago.
Really? She lived a long life. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
then how many... Go ahead.
We had a good life together for many years. But, yep.
When did you get to Texas?
When did I get to Texas? I don't remember. When did I get to Texas?
It's been about 20-something years ago.
That was Sandra. Sandra's his caretaker, and she checks on him all the time.
Yeah.
She told me that you said you're doing so well because she takes good care of you.
That's right.
Is it she feeds you really well and all that? She makes sure you're taken care of?
Yes. She does a wonderful job.
Wonderful. And we thank you, Sandra, for that.
Yeah.
For sure. And so you've been here 20-something years. So what do you think of Texas compared to Alaska?
Oh, not much comparison.
No, I know.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Alaska's so beautiful.
Hey, we had a wonderful life in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
We sure did.
You should see him light up when he talks about Alaska.
Yeah.
They're watching right now.
Yeah.
Doing that.
The summers especially were beautiful. And in the wintertime, though, just put the skis on.
put on a coat and mittens and a warm hat or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you think are some of the things that have helped you live so long, Red? Can you tell us? Because being 97, you know that a lot of people now don't even live past their 60s.
Younger women, older whiskey.
He said it, I didn't say that.
You've been asked this question before, right? There you go.
Yep.
Anything else?
Oh, it's a good life, though. No, I've really enjoyed it.
Now, do you get exercise? Do you get out and walk or anything like that?
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Those are good things. How about what do you eat? What kind of food do you eat? Because, you know, you're 97, so people would want to know, like, you know.
Just regular eating, don't I?
Yes.
Regular eating. Would that be?
Arby's.
he loves Arby's. Yeah.
Hey, have you tried that great big barbecue sandwich that they have now there? I don't know if you like that kind of thing.
No, I have no teeth to watch.
Okay.
There's no teeth. Well, didn't want that.
There you go.
So what do you eat at Arby's?
Reuben.
Ooh, Reuben sandwich.
Reuben's.
Oh, yay.
My favorite.
They have good Reuben's there. I've had that too.
I like a Reuben.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Red lives in Paradise, Texas, and that's where we are today. And out in the country here, it's really, really pretty and quiet. We saw a hawk on the way here. It was just really pretty.
Came off the mailbox and spread its wings and flew up into the tree, and it was a beautiful bird.
Right by our car, really pretty.
We have hawks where we are, and a lot of wildlife. Deer roam through our yard and stuff. Good. It's really pretty. We love it out here.
Good.
In a lot of ways, you know.
Yeah. Now, do you drink the Paradise dairy milk that they have here in Paradise?
No, I don't drink milk.
You don't drink milk? Okay. So, you eat Arby's, you eat regular food, you do get exercise, you just go walk.
Yep.
And you don't take naps. You told me you don't take naps.
No, no nap.
And so, what time do you get up?
Oh, it varies sometime from 4 o'clock on.
From 4 a.m. See, a lot of 9-year-olds get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yes. And yeah, so when do you go to bed?
Early.
Early.
7:30.
7:30.
Yes.
Okay, guys. He has more time during the day than we do, right? So he gets up at like 4 in the morning or so, 4, and he goes to bed at 7. So,
yeah.
You know, most of the people out there that are younger, they get up about what? So say they're working, they get up at 6 and go to bed at like 10.
Probably.
Right? Probably. And Mr. Red Robinson has beaten you guys. But so you do a lot during the day. So what is your hobbies now? Do you do things to keep you busy?
Yeah, it's a hard time. Now, I love to fly so much. I hated that when that ended.
Having to give that up was hard.
Yeah.
For the eyesight.
Your eyesight. Yeah. So Sandra said that you love poker.
Oh, I do.
Look at that. He loves poker. Where do you play poker?
The crew gets together on Thursdays and Sundays, twice a week.
Really?
All right. Is that here in Paradise?
Mm-hmm.
And you play poker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you perked right up when that poker word came up. You know that?
You bet.
So now we know what he likes.
But that's my only habit, or I mean...
Your hobby kind of
thing.
Yeah. Well, and that's socializing. You get with people, and that's all very good.
Oh, gosh. We have a great crew.
How many of them are there?
Probably up to 15.
That's wow. Cool. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Are they all not in their 90s?
Oh, no. I'm old.
You're the oldest?
Old guy.
You're the... So they're all retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they love poker.
Yeah.
So my dad loves bridge, and he gets together with all his friends. My dad's 87, and he plays bridge.
Oh, that...
It's hard. I can't quite get it down, but he loves it.
I used to like bridge when my wife was alive because she played bridge, but I haven't played lately.
You know that most the younger people don't know bridge.
Oh, probably.
And it's going to just fade away, I'm afraid. It's hard. It's actually a very deep thinking game.
It's a fun game.
It's a fun game.
We had many hours of bridge.
Of doing that. Wow. All right.
Yeah, so poker. And how do you do? Do you play it well?
Get by.
I heard what you said. What are you saying over there?
He gets by. He wins sometimes.
Yes. Well, and it sounds like you enjoy your life.
I certainly do. I don't want to quit.
That's really good. I'm glad to hear that.
I agree with you about that.
And so you guys stay right here, and we'll be right back.
I like to admit it's getting better. A little better.
And now here's more Getting Better with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome back. Well, and your stepson lives here.
Uh-huh.
And then you have Sandra, and you have lots of friends.
Yep.
So how old is your stepson?
He's in his 60s.
Yes. How's his health?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Is it as good as yours?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
You said no.
Well, he's got bad knees and...
But you don't have bad knees. I've seen you walking. You do fine.
No, I'm doing great.
The only thing that so far I have found at all is that your vision has troubled you. And but anything else?
No, I have no aches, no pains, no teeth.
No teeth, that's right.
One of the things, when we first walked in the door this morning and met you, you made us feel so welcome.
Yes.
And felt just right at home, and you just, it was like we'd known you for quite a while. I mean, you were so hospitable and warm, and Sandra as well, but I just want you to know how much we enjoyed getting to meet you, and part of that was just the fact that you welcomed us so warmly, and you guys made us feel so much at home, and you just, we appreciate you, Red.
Well, that's very good. Thank you very much.
No,
I
welcome.
Appreciate that.
Well, and you know, if your knees are good and your joints are good, it tells me that you eat a lot of good fat. You don't want to be fat, but do you like the taste of having butter?
No.
Do you eat butter?
No.
No, you don't eat butter. What's he eat?
He eats just scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. You love eggs?
Scrambled eggs.
Yes. What else?
Omelets.
Omelets.
You know, eggs are the best brain food there is.
Pancakes.
Oh. That's true. It is. And now people are beginning to say that. And if you eat a lot of eggs, boy, you're liable to make it to 110. Who knows?
And it has a lot of the stuff for joints
and
the brain because you think so well, you know. Does he like cream?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
I don't like
is
that.
Is he a protein?
Food.
A lot of beef.
He eats a lot of beef.
A lot of beef.
From Arby's, you know, the Reubens. He eats, you know, that's pretty much it. He likes baked potatoes.
Yeah, baked potatoes.
Baked potato, yeah.
Yeah. What do you put on the baked potato? You don't put butter?
Everything.
Oh, yeah. So he puts butter on his baked potato. What's he put on there? Salt, pepper.
Sour cream.
Sour cream. That's cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything on
everything on there. See, I'm just trying to get a little hint of what it is, right? That's helped you live so long. Do you take vitamins or supplements? Yes, lots of those.
He takes a vitamin, and then he takes a vitamin D3.
Yeah.
Once a day.
Mm-hmm.
But very little other prescription pills.
Yeah. So that's really good. So a lot of supplements and some prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So do you go to the doctor that much?
Uh-uh.
See? Awesome. That's great. That's really, really good.
We're doing good.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it's so good to be here to celebrate your birthday. So what are you doing for your birthday?
What are we doing? Nothing exciting.
No, we are taking you out to eat at Dos Chili's.
Dos Chili's.
Dos Chili's.
So you're going to have Mexican
Dos
food?
Chili's guy? All right. So there's some Mexican food in there, too, that you like, right?
And I know when you go out, people love to come up and say hi to you.
Oh,
and
we
visit
have a good
with
time.
You. You're very social.
Yeah, we have a good time.
And we learned that you love Mexican music or Hispanic, the music.
Yeah,
right?
The music.
And we know that you love chocolate.
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. See, so I forgot about the chocolate because you eat a lot.
I know.
But
brought you some Hershey's this morning, so that was great.
Yeah, Hershey's Kisses. We brought you some Hershey's. He lit up, didn't he?
He
loves chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys both for helping me out today.
And it has been great to do this, just sit and talk.
Yeah.
I've loved it, and really have enjoyed it.
It's brought back a lot of memories, too. That's good.
I think you're an encouragement to people who hear you, Red, and kind of look at your life the way you've shared it today. And that encourages me just to get to meet you and know you, and others will feel the same way.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Good, good.
You bet.
Great to meet you.
Same here.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jim. Thank you very much for being here. Thank
it's
you for
a
helping.
Pleasure, Anne. Thank you.
And you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week when we have Dominique Rhodes, the MVP.
Super Bowl MVP
that played for the Colts
several years back
yes
with the Colts,
oh.
but